Is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Fire danger remains high throughout the Front Range as dry conditions and high winds continue this week. Those conditions have led to a large brush fire currently burning near Los Animas in southeastern Colorado and another fire in Trinidad. Denver International Airport says it was the third busiest airport in the world last year. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
More than 58 million passengers traveled through DIA in 2021, behind only Atlanta and Dallas-Fort Worth. Airport officials attribute that to strong demand for domestic travel last year and the many flight connections that happen here. DIA is currently adding more gates as it plans for 100 million passengers a year sometime in the 2030s. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Today, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency moved to downgrade the Northern Front Range from a serious to severe violator of federal ozone standards. The action was widely anticipated after a string of smoggy summers in the Denver metro area and Colorado repeatedly missing deadlines to get ozone pollution under control. If approved, this will probably lead to tougher regulations, require more companies to get air pollution permits, and force gas stations to sell cleaner and potentially more expensive gasoline during the summer ozone season in 2024. I-70 eastbound is closed near the Vail Pass Summit, mile markers 180 to 190. The shutdown is due to safety concerns. Looking at CDOT cameras, traffic is at a full stop in eastbound I-70, but a mile or two outside Vail. This is CPR News and KRCC.